after this year, that this long, miserable year that we spent, well, I feel like that we're entitled to that month of a vacation. Just a minute, here comes another guy coming through. If they're gone now, if I get to get out the first, like the first sergeant here told me that I probably would, he said I'd probably leave here around the 1st of April. And if I get to leave the 1st, that should put me back in Savannah somewhere around the 3rd or possibly the 4th. And Brother Mac and CS, if it does, well, I'll get to be out there for y'all's anniversary. And, of course, Linda will be able to change the date on her vacation a little bit if I should get home at that time rather than being there. Getting discharged the 10th at California. If I get discharged the 10th, that'll probably put me home around the 12th. You know, I have to go through a lot of processing and everything in California. But I hope that I get to leave here around the 1st, like the first sergeant here said. But if I don't, I'll be so short the first of the month that it won't make a lot of difference. I've done pretty good over here at the 92nd. As soon as I got here, well, I had my choice of jobs, and I kind of swapped around and done a little bit of all of it. And when, you know, I had to fill out a new 348 and all of this because of my driver's license and everything. But here I'm licensed for a 290 scraper. Dad, you can explain to them what that is. A D7 dozer, a grader. And a tractor and trailer, 5-ton, deuce and a half cargo.
Hard working day, that's me.
No, and a couple of more that I'm kind of, you know, licensed for over here. But when I decided just to take the tractor and trailer. So now I'm back on a 5-ton tractor and trailer, just like I was in 34. There's beginning to be quite a few guys coming through the barracks here. I guess the movie's let up over there or something, so I have to be switching this thing off and on. But over here, now, on my tractor and trailer, I'm not on convoys all the time like I was in the 34. In the 34th, well, as y'all know, I was going on convoys all the time up north and different places, but well, when I was in the 34th, I'd been from Benoit, Saigon to Coochie, up to Tainan, Phut Vinh, Dao Tien, Quan Loi, Train Bang, and Dop To, a lot of places up the Iron Triangle, up Claymore Corner, and a number of different places. But here at the 92nd, I don't have to be going all those places like I did there. We mostly, you might say we're post engineers. We're putting a road through from Highway 1, that's between Saigon and Benoit, from Highway 1 over to Zion. It's a real rough road that goes through there, just like a rub board, and we're putting a nice highway through there. It's through a rubber plantation and quite a few jungles, but we have all the faculties of, you know, going through and really putting a nice road through. And now we've gotten up about 6 miles of the way already, and they figure that it'll be May before the road is there, so I'll be home and settle down by that time. Well, y'all, I can't tell really how much tape's left on this side, but there's not much, so if this runs out, well, I'll turn it over and try to finish the other side. And if I don't get the other side finished tonight, well, I'll finish it the next night or so. But I want to try to get it off tonight because I haven't written y'all in the last few days. I've been pretty tied up on the go quite a bit. But maybe I can get it made out tonight. If it does run off on this side, well, well, you know, just like I always say in all my tapes, I'm closing my love to all of you, and I'll be home before you know it now. I'm so short. I tell you, I'm getting so short in this old army now that I can sleep in a matchbox and use a cigarette filter for a pillow, and, well, I can use a rifle patch to cover up with. That's just about how short I'm getting in this old army. Well, this is just about gone on this side, so I'm going to cut it off for now and turn it over and see if I can't finish out the other side. Talk to y'all a while on this. I'm sitting here looking at this thing run around. I know it's going to run off about any second now. Just bear with me. I hate to start saying something, then it run out, and then have to turn it over. You know what I mean. But it's sure to run off here just about any second. This is hard, standing out here trying to make a tape and just watching the old thing go around, knowing it's going to run off, trying to talk. Well, here's the